This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 2/11/22. Before I start this dictation, please note that the last dictation, which was patient Umberto Torelli, cut off without me being able to hit the end dictation button or get a file number. The dictation before that was file number 0212-061. It's possible this one is 0212-062. I'm not sure. But all I know is it took a long time to dictate, and I'd like it all transcribed. It was literally at the end of the dictation when it cut off. So hopefully you have it. If not, please contact me. Thank you. The contact number is, you have my number, so just let me know if you don't have it. This dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD of Cardiac Care Associates, file 9242, like the last one, is Margaret Olivi, O-L-I-V-I. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, file Streco, space Olivi, space M. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/11/22, referring physician Nancy Lentine, DO, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 77-year-old female with dyspnea on exertion, new paragraph, ECG stress. Correction, 77-year-old female with history of abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress test, abnormal false positive ECG portion of treadmill stress testing with dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1, V2, nonspecific anterior ST, T wave changes. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 115 over 75. Baseline heart rate, 62 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 132, parentheses, 92% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 19800, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a end the paragraph with peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 19800, period. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. And a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 116 over 70, heart rate of 68. Let me just double check that last heart rate. Sorry, I can't read it. The patient had a final blood pressure 116 over 70 and heart rate of 66 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion and treble. Exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4-chamber views, and apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate. And of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. With normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusion. No, sorry, new paragraph. Yeah, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treadmill stress treadmill exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and only experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a flux capacity in the range of 10 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her medication. the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. Common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD. In the clinical indication, please add 77-year-old female with history of false positive ECG portion treadmill stress testing and dysmionic correction. Make it 77-year-old female with history of false positive ECG portion treadmill stress testing, dyspnea on exertion, and hypertension on medication. With history of hypertension on medication, history of false positive ECG stress testing, and complaint of dyspnea on exertion. That's it. Thank you for the clarification of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mace, MD.